Hi, Chief Detectives and grown-ups. This week's episode of Bust or Trust is a little gruesome and scary, and might not be suitable for our youngest fans. Yes, it's your weekly dose of Bust or Trust, a kids' mystery podcast, with me, Tiernan.
And me, Athena. We pull apart the world's greatest mysteries with help from you, our Chief Detectives.
We present all the best evidence and then ask you to decide. Which team are you on?
Are you on Team Buster, like me?
Or are you on Team Truster, like me? We look into some very strange stories from around the world. No mystery is too big for us. Like, why can't you lick your own elbow?
More importantly, though, why would you want to?
Well, because it might taste amazing and we'd never know?
I doubt it, because if it did, then elbowing someone out of the way would be a nice thing to do. Get out of my way, but also try some tasty strawberry elbow.
That is true. And you never see elbow-flavoured crisps. At the end of the show, we tell you how to get in touch to tell us if you're on Team Buster or the best one, Team Truster.
So, Chief Detectives, get ready to take notes and start putting together your case while we have a quick word with the grown-ups.
Well, hello there, grown-ups. Did you know that we depend on your generosity and support to keep making Bust or Trust?
If you subscribe and support Bust or Trust on Patreon or Apple Podcasts, you'll get access to lots of lovely extras like weekly subscriber bonus episodes with extra evidence, ad-free listening and early access to all our episodes. More to come soon.
To support Bust or Trust, just click subscribe in Apple Podcasts or visit patreon.com/BustorTrustPodcast. Or for more information, visit our website at bustortrust.com.
The case.
What's this week's case, Tiernan?
Wendigo.
When did I go where?
No, Wendigo, that's the case.
I don't think we can do a case about when I went somewhere.
No, Athena, this week's case is about the very scary creature, the Wendigo, who supposedly roams Canada and eats, people.
Oh, phew. Because I really didn't want to tell you where or when I went anywhere. So stop asking already.
Why not?
None of your business, Nosy. Now, shall we tell our chief detectives what we know about the Wendigo? And we probably should warn them that this case is pretty grisly and does include some talk about cannibalism.
Yes, which is when people eat cannonballs from pirate ships and it really hurts their teeth.
No, cannibalism is much worse. It's what it's called when people eat people.
Why would they do that? As we said earlier, if elbows tasted nice, you'd be able to lick them.
Exactly. So buckle up, Chief Detectives, as we tell you all about the mythological and definitely not real,
or maybe very real, Wendigo. The Wendigo is a traditional belief by Algonquin-speaking people. Algonquins are a group of Native Americans who now live in eastern Canada, particularly Quebec and the region of Ontario.
The Wendigo is believed to be a type of evil spirit, but is also sometimes thought to be a humanoid-like creature that possesses people. Possession is the term used when it's thought a mythical creature has taken over and is controlling someone.
There are a number of different descriptions for how it looks, from a relative of Bigfoot to a werewolf or a skeleton. But all the beliefs say the Wendigo appears only in winter, and it makes the people it possesses feel so hungry they will even eat other people.
You're telling me it's blah. The Wendigo is widely thought to just be a legend, but there have been many alleged sightings of the Wendigo over the years, and some of the Algonquin people say the creature is responsible for why so many of their people disappeared at the turn of the 20th century.
So now it's up to you, Chief Detectives. Do you think the Wendigo is real or not? And also, just when did Athena go somewhere?
Oh, stop being so nosy. Chief Detectives, just focus on the Wendigo, yeah? And again, watch out, because it might get a bit gruesome. So maybe, don't listen to this episode just before bedtime. And Tiernan, no eating jokes, please.
Ah, yeah. Speaking of which, let's tuck in to the facts.
Oh, Tiernan, what did I just say?
First piece of evidence.
The first piece of evidence is the legend of the Wendigo itself, and that starts with folklore that's been passed from Algonquin tribe to tribe. The story goes that there was once a very skilled hunter. During one hunting trip to find food, he became very lost in the Canadian woodlands and could not find his way out. It was a particularly harsh winter that year, and despite being very good at what he did, the hunter was unable to find any food. As the days went on, he became increasingly desperately hungry, until he came across another person, lost in the woods. Crazed with the need for food, the hunter killed them and ate them, and this transformed him into a shape-changing spirit, the Wendigo, cursed to roam the woodlands forever, looking for its next meal.
That is a good and chilling story, but it's also not the only story about where the Wendigo came from. Another tale says it was a warrior who made a deal with the devil to save his tribe. He gave up his soul and was turned into a Wendigo. But once the tribe was saved, he wasn't needed anymore and was banished to the woods where he sought his revenge on anyone he saw.
Ooh, that's a good story too.
It is, but it's completely different to the one you just told, meaning it almost certainly is just a story. And who knows how the tale began, but after being passed from tribe to tribe, it may well have changed and become scarier to be even more entertaining to tell around the fire.
You're right, Athena, and I do understand that even though the Algonquins were at one point many, many people spread across a lot of America and Canada, stories do have an amazing way of travelling. But then what makes the Wendigo so interesting is that the description of it remains the same in all Algonquin beliefs. It always has glowing eyes, long yellowed fangs, terrible claws, and a very long tongue.
Just like a bear?
Oh no, watch out, Chief Detectives, Athena's blaming bears again.
Don't make the bears angry, I've got nothing against bears. It's just that a number of creatures in the Canadian woodlands will have fangs, claws, and long tongues, and their eyes will look like they glow when light is shone on them. And it's worth pointing out that the descriptions aren't always the same either. Some have said the Wendigo looks like a werewolf. Some like a minotaur that's half bull, half human. Others say it has qualities like an owl. And others say it's like a gigantic spirit over 15 feet tall and looks like a skeletal humanoid creature.
That is true. The Algonquin legend says it's a giant with a heart of ice. Sometimes it's thought to be made entirely of ice. Its body is skeletal and deformed with missing lips and toes. But the Ojibwe, who are another Native American tribe from Canada, they say the Wendigo is a large creature as tall as a tree, with a lipless mouth and jagged teeth. Its breath was a strange hiss, its footprints full of blood. So only a few differences, and all descriptions always say it's very thin, which is why it needs food, and that's not like a bear at all. Plus, you have to remember it's a shape-shifting spirit and often possesses others, so I doubt it goes for one particular style depending on the season. All I'm saying is that once again, a lot of people know the legend, and so it must have come from somewhere. Possibly even a shape-shifting, ice-breathing, giant wolf bull owl thingy.
I agree, but it could also have come from a bear, or a combination of things. It could also be a metaphor. That means it's a story that symbolises something else. Several Ojibwe scholars and teachers say that the Wendigo is a tale warning against people being too greedy and selfish, as it will change them and hurt others around them.
I like that, and it is a very important message. But if the Wendigo is just a metaphor, then how do you explain piece of evidence number two?
Second piece of evidence.
The second piece of evidence is the sightings of the Wendigo. Most of these happened between the 1800s and the 1920s, including a chief of the Cree tribe called Jack Fiddler. He was a Wendigo hunter and claimed that he killed 14 Wendigos in his lifetime, which was something that was widely believed as being true. But in more recent years, there have been sightings of the Wendigo, particularly around the town of Kenora in Ontario, Canada. In 2019, very strange shrieks and howls were heard in the forest nearby. A local resident called Gino Mikis was out hunting for grouse with his wife and his grandson when they heard the sounds. He said, "When it let out the first scream, I thought it was a moose, but my mind changed when it screamed again and again. I've heard many different animals in the wild, but nothing like this. We could hear it moving. It sounded kind of heavy."
Biologists that work at Ontario's Ministry of Resources and Forestry say they really don't think it was a Wendigo, though.
Yeah, but they also say they aren't sure what it is.
That doesn't mean it's a Wendigo. Also, this isn't a sighting, it's a hearing. That's not the same.
Okay, how about these then? A woman reported a strange sight in woodlands near Michigan in the USA. She said, I only caught the tail of the creature, seeing a pale, long and uncomfortably thin leg before it seemed to vanish behind the wide trunk, despite most of the leaves already being gone. I asked my brother what he'd seen, but he seemed too disturbed to answer. We decided to get back on our bikes and head home. When we got back, he described the creature to me. It was a pale, emaciated human with giant blue eyes that took up much of its face, other than a flat nose and thin lips.
That just sounds like someone who was very, very cold.
Or like some of the descriptions of the Wendigo. There are others like this too, from various locations in the north of the USA and Canada.
These are all tricky, as there is no photographic evidence of anything that these people saw. When it comes to the sightings from the 1800s, people were way more superstitious then, and there's every chance that what they thought was a Wendigo was something else. They might have heard tales of the Wendigo, got a bit spooked, and then their imagination played tricks on them. As for the more recent sightings, many of these have been posted on paranormal websites by anonymous users, which means they've hidden their names or used a fake one. So it's impossible to know if what they are saying is real or just a story to get lots of readers interested. None of this is hard proof that the Wendigo exists.
Ah, but the third piece of evidence is exactly that.
Third piece of evidence.
Okay, Chief Detectives, here is where it gets gruesome. So maybe cover your ears if this gets a bit much and make sure any tinier Bustor Trusters out there can't hear this. In 1879, a man wandered into a church in St. Albert, Canada. His name was Swift Runner and he was a Cree trapper. That means he was from the Cree tribe and his job was to trap animals, usually for their fur. He claimed that he was the only member of his family to have survived a particularly cold winter. But the priests became suspicious of him when they realised how healthy he looked and he didn't seem malnourished at all. When he slept, he would have screaming fits and nightmares. So they investigated his home and discovered the true story was that he had, and close up those ears now, any squeamish chief detectives, eaten his whole family to survive. Blech. Swift Runner said he'd been possessed by the Wendigo and had no choice.
Indeed, that is a horrible story, and I'm sorry to any chief detectives that are squeamish. Oh, it's definitely put me off my lunch. But just because he said he was possessed by the Wendigo, there's no proof he was. He might have just said that as an excuse for doing something truly nasty. Psychosis is a condition when people lose touch with what is real and what is not, and Wendigo psychosis was a name used for people who either claimed to be possessed by the Wendigo or thought others were. Cases of it dropped sharply in the 20th century, and psychologists say it was a behaviour specific to the Algonquin culture, maybe because of all the tales of the Wendigo and people believing in them too much. But it could also be caused by malnourishment and deficiencies, which is what it's called when you don't eat enough vitamins. You might get both of those in extremely cold weather if you don't have enough food, and that can cause psychosis. So maybe that's what happened to Swift Runner, rather than him being possessed by an evil Wendigo spirit.
I know that being hungry can make you act weird. It often makes me feel all a bit spaced out.
Me too. Which makes me wonder, do you think the Wendigo, if it exists, means to eat people? It could just be very confused.
Welcome, bienvenue to the most exclusive new restaurant in town, The Human Bean.
Thank you, I'm so excited I managed to get a booking. I've read all the reviews and wow, the food sounds amazing.
But of course, we tried to give you a dining experience unlike any other. Please take a seat and I will bring over your menu tout de suite.
This place, it's amazing. The decor, the music. Oh, I think that's the big Hollywood actor over there. Oh, what's his name?
Here you are. Let any of our servers know when you are ready to order.
Thank you very much. Yum. Let me see what amazing starters they have. I'm so hungry. I think I could eat anything, even ears, fingers. Oh, no, no, no. This can't be real. Excuse me. Excusez-moi.
Oui, how can I help? Would you like me to explain anything on the menu?
Is this the real menu?
Why, of course.
Is this a trap? Have I been invited for dinner or for dinner?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Ears and fingers? What kind of menu is this?
I'm sorry to hear that. Perhaps the mains take your interest.
Mains? Hearts? Buns? Hey, you keep away from my bottom. I'm not having anyone serve that up on a platter for tea. I'm getting out of here before you try and eat me.
Ah, madame, I think you have misunderstood.
I hadn't even seen the specials bought. Heads? Oh my goodness, I'm going to call the police.
Please, be calm. They are heads of lettuce, served up on a juicy Maldivian pepper relish with locally sourced herbs picked on the sunniest Wednesday in July.
Heads of lettuce?
Oui. The ears are of corn, grilled to perfection and marinated in our chef's finest sauce that has been blessed by an ancient monk and stared at by a Peruvian toad. There is a selection of finger food with dips sourced from parts of earth people have never visited before. And the mains are artichoke hearts, grilled in a truffle oil, coughed on by a bird of paradise after it had a strong mint. Oh, and the buns are sesame, but they have a burger in them. I mean, it's just a burger.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry. Can I have one of everything, please?
But of course.
This is exquisite. I've never eaten anything like this. I feel so relaxed. I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to take my shoes off and get really comfortable.
What is that smell? It is like the most incredible whiffy odour that has ever tickled my nose. Chef! Chef! Where is that coming from? It smells like something rotted in the middle of a swamp and then was set on fire. I've never smelled anything like it. I need it on my menu right now.
Oh, sorry. I know it's bad restaurant manners. I'll put my shoes back on.
Oh, no, you won't. New special tomorrow. Essence of cheesy feet. Yum, yum.
I am never going to eat there.
Oh, me either. It sounds scary.
You're telling me? Customers taking off their shoes whilst eating in a restaurant? That's gross.
I bet the chief detectives have quite the appetite, though. For solving the case, I mean. So now it's up to you to decide.
Does the creepy creature, the Wendigo, really roam the Canadian woodlands? Or is it just a tale to make sure no one gets too greedy or peckish for people?
Time to recap the evidence.
Evidence recap.
Our first piece of evidence was the legend of the Wendigo, telling of a lost hunter who was driven to cannibalism, which means eating other humans, and then turned into the Wendigo. This plus the descriptions of the Wendigo are the same across all the Algonquin people, meaning they must be based on something real.
Except the descriptions aren't always the same, and stories can spread very, very quickly. Some people say that the Wendigo tale is actually a metaphor to warn people against being too selfish or greedy.
The second piece of evidence is the sightings of the Wendigo. There were lots in the 1800s, but even recently there have been accounts of strange creatures spotted in North American and Canadian woodlands and strange sounds being heard.
But there is still no evidence that what people saw or heard was a Wendigo or proof that they did actually see anything at all.
The final piece of evidence is the tale of Swift Runner, a man who in 1879 said he was possessed by the Wendigo, which is why, gross bit, sorry everyone, he ate his family.
But just because he said he was possessed by a Wendigo, it doesn't prove that he was. And psychosis, which is a condition where people aren't sure what is real or not, can be caused by not eating properly or very extreme cold conditions.
So now we're handing it over to you, Chief Detectives.
What do you think? Are you a Wendigo myth buster?
Or a Wendigo myth truster? Get in touch and let us know your thoughts. And most importantly, which side you're on. If the chief detectives want to feel nourished, they'll be straight over at Team Truster.
I hope you're starving, Tiernan, as you're going to eat your words. This is easily a Team Buster win. Send us your voice notes with an explanation of why you're a myth-truster or myth-buster when it comes to whether the Wendigo really existed.
All you have to do is ask your grown-ups to help you email us your voice notes or thoughts to hello@bustortrust.com.
Tell us your name, age, what you think all the evidence means, and please, please make sure your grown-ups give us permission to use your voice notes or emails in our next episode. You can also send us a question on Spotify Q&A, but please get permission from your parents and don't include any personal details so we can publish them safely. We won't always be able to use all of them.
But one of our favourite things is to hear from you lot, so here are some thoughts from our chief detectives on the last few episodes. BM Teach says about the Tunguska event, "It was cool." Yes, it was. Thanks, BM Teach. Over on our Spotify Q&A, Bethany put this after our episode about Nefertiti. Bethany says, "I'm a buster, as at the time many rulers killed off their family to secure their rule, and most of the time they would do it conspicuously so they wouldn't get overthrown." Wow, Bethany, that is quite a well thought through but slightly sinister conclusion to the Nefertiti story. I'm still sure she's in disguise somewhere in the world right now doing brilliant things.
I love it when our listeners go off and do even more research to find out about the things we talk about. Well done, Bethany. What a brilliant member of Team Buster.
We have had this comment on our Spotify Q&A about the Hidden Folk of Iceland episode that we did. Sam Robinson says, "Both." Thanks, Sam, from Team Buster and Team Truster, I guess.
Way to sit on the fence. I like it. That was some brilliant feedback. What wonderful listeners we have.
The very best chief detectives listen to this show. And if you enjoyed the show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Amazon Music or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more great episodes. We love to hear what you think, so please do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps more detectives find Bust or Trust. We'll even read out some of the reviews on the show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for some more Bust or Trust.
Athena?
What?
Just out of interest, when did you go out then? And more importantly, what for?
I told you, it doesn't matter.
It's just I found a lot of new snacks in the Bust or Trust kitchen today, so if you didn't go out to get them, I guess they're all mine.
You leave those snacks alone, Tiernan. I went to the shops especially for them.
I knew it. Oh no, what's happening?
What, are you okay?
I seem to have been possessed by a snack Wendigo, and I have to fill my hunger by eating all of them.
Oh, don't even think about it. Not my prawn cocktail crisps, Tiernan.